December 6, Fortress of the Soul. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10. This has always been applicable to God's people in every age of the world, but how much more so to the remnant church who have to meet the constant and most powerful masterfully workings of the power of darkness for this last time. The words of the apostle come sounding down the lines to this time, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:11 and 12. These words inspired of God are appropriate for us. They apply in a special manner to those who are endeavoring to keep the commandments of God amidst a crooked and perverse nation, among whom they shine as lights in the world. Oh, how solemn, how fearfully solemn is this time for the youth among us who have had great light, that their words, spirit, and character shall not be misleading to those with whom they associate. Take unto you the whole armor of God. Verse 13. Make your guide the word. Take it. The whole armor which is furnished you in the scriptures is all prepared for you to take. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done in all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Verses 13 and 14. Fictions, spurious interpretations of the scriptures, dishes of fables, are everywhere presented for your acceptance. But great discernment is needed, that the girdle should be the golden chain of truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, not your own, but the righteousness of Christ. This is the fortress of the soul. We may, with Christ's righteousness going before us, withstand the moral darkness and penetrate the devices of the satanic agencies.